Chapter 1. The Khontoum 33. Steve Goth suppressed an excited smile as he glanced over at Al Keller. He thought to himself, this is it. The two had known each other long enough that even such quick eye contact said it all. After long months of training and preparation, the close friends had finally reached the pinnacle of their short military careers. The chance to join a top-secret Special Forces team, so covert even its name was unknown to most. It was the 1st of May, 1966, and the room in which they were sitting was far removed from any bustling military compound where one might expect a clandestine force to be recruiting new members. Instead, they were on the second floor of a meager civilian villa in Da Nang that the U.S. government procured to serve as a safe house. The city was also the home of a major airbase used by both the South Vietnamese and American militaries. The air inside the wood-floored structure was thick and muggy, same as it was outside. Goth and Keller sat in silence, wearing the same standard-issue green fatigues that adorned the dozens of other green berets packed into rows alongside them. Most of the soldiers had arrived in Saigon just days before, where they had gone through in-country processing with the 5th Special Forces Group, SFG. There, Goth had learned about the potential new top-secret assignment from Jim Hetrick, another buddy he and Keller had known since their training days. The tension was broken only by the sharp delivery of a powerfully built Special Forces officer as he briefed his audience on their current options. He was a blooded lieutenant colonel, commonly referred to as a light colonel or a light bird in military slang. But there was no disrespect shown to Lieutenant Colonel Raymond L. Cherokee Call as he outlined the daunting proposition facing his potential recruits. A Hoosier with a serious demeanor, Call was elected to serve as a senior commander within the Army's most elite SF organization and oversee all operations at the Da Nang SF Command and Control Headquarters, known as the CNC. The clandestine force he was to command was unknown to the men assembled before him. Some had heard rumors of its existence. Others had even heard its abbreviated name whispered, SOG. Call did not utter the acronym, but instead explained he was recruiting volunteers needed to staff 2 forward operating bases for the purpose of running recon missions into enemy territory. Special Forces personnel to be considered for the assignments were required to possess at least 2 years of service, multiple levels of specialized training, and a rank of at least Specialist 4th Class or Corporal, E4 pay grade. Steve Goth and Al Keller, both of whom ranked as Specialist 4th Class, were the youngest Green Berets present. Goth, 21, had enlisted in the Army in August 1964 after leaving college. The majority of his time had been spent in one form of training or another. Goth and Keller met in jump school and then went through Special Forces Training Group, SFTG, together. After graduation, Steve went to the 3rd group and Al went to the 7th group, but both remained stationed at Fort Bragg. The two had gotten to know each other well during that time. Keller learned that Goth was an Army brat born in New Jersey who had spent many years being raised in Europe during his father's tours of duty. At 20, Keller was the youngest man in the room. He had grown up around Washington, D.C., the son of parents who worked for the telephone company. Keller attended Hardin Simmons College in Abilene, Texas. When his first true love didn't pan out, he joined the Army. Some of the Green Berets seated near Keller and Goth learned of the unique assignment while still stateside. Sergeant First Class Jim Stewart first heard of a list being quietly compiled by senior non-commissioned officers, NCOs, in the 3rd, 6th, and 7th groups. Those who volunteered for the top-secret assignment in Vietnam received no further information until they arrived in country. Stewart penned his name to the list without hesitation. Access to the list was closed before some of the guys even knew it was being circulated, he recalled. Stewart and others were quickly gathered in San Francisco, placed on a Boeing 707 airliner bound for Saigon via Hawaii, and in-processed by the 5th Group headquarters at Nha Trang before being flown to Da Nang for their secret assignment briefing. Among the Green Berets whisked from Fort Bragg, North Carolina to Nha Trang in the previous week were a few with more experience. 28-year-old Sergeant First Class Morris Moe